This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. When Yaakov battled with the Sarai Shel Esav, the Pasuk says, Vayar ki lo yochaloi. When Sarai Shel Esav saw that he could not prevail over Yaakov, Vayiga bekaf yurechoi, he struck Yaakov in the rounded, hollow part of his thigh, Vateka kaf yorech Yaakov, and the socket of Yaakov's hip became dislocated. And the pasuk continues, Al kein lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael es gid anoshe asher al kaf hayorech. That is why Klal Yisrael does not eat the gid anoshe. Ki noga bekaf yorech Yaakov begid anoshe, because Sarai Shel Esav struck Yaakov in the gid anoshe. Rabbi Yonasan Eipshitz in his Sefer Kresu Plesi writes a fascinating historical incident. In his times, a menaker is a person who removes the forbidden parts of the animal after the shechita. So in his times, a menaker created a scandal by announcing that what people till now assumed was the gid anoshe was incorrect. And actually, it was a totally different nerve, which the Torah assert. The ramifications of this menaker's claim was enormous, because if he was correct, people were consuming the real gid anoshe for generations. Bjornison writes that wherever this menaker went, he created a tremendous uproar until he came to Rabbi Yonison's hometown, the city of Prague. Rabbi Yonison listened to his claims, and Rabbi Yonison investigated the matter, and he found that the gid, which the menaker claimed was the real gid anoshe, was one that was only found in male animals. And after this discovery, Rabbi Yonison pulled out the Sefer Halachis Gedoles, which states clearly that the isur gid anoshe is noyig bezecharim uvenekevos. It applies to both male animals and female animals, and this clearly rejected the menaker's argument that his gid was the real gid anoshe, because his gid was only by male animals. Rabbi Yonasan concludes that the man was silenced and left in shame with his claims refuted. The tremendous problem with this story is that anyone who reads the Sefer Halachis Gedolos will see that when he writes v'noyeg b'zecharim uv'nekevos, it is not saying that it applies to male and female animals, the way Rabbi Yonasan read it, but rather that the Isur Ged Anoshe applies to both male and female Jews. V'noyeg b'zecharim uv'nekevos, both men and women are prohibited to eat the Ged Anoshe. So how did Rabbi Yonasan make such a mistake in the reading of the words of the Sefer Halachis Gedolos? Some explain Rabbi Yonasan knew that he was misinterpreting the Sefer Halachis Gedolos, but since he felt that it was impossible for Jews for generations to be mistaken about this great Isser, the menaker was surely wrong. And in order to silence the menaker as quickly as possible, he purposely misinterpreted the Sefer Halachis Gedolos to read it in a way that would disprove the menaker. And since the menaker was not a great Talmud Chacham, he got caught up in the trap of Rabbi Yonasan and was silenced. However, the real answer to this question would appear to be that there was a printing error in the original version of the Sefer Kresu Plesi, and the Sefer that Rabbi Yonasan quoted to refute the menaker was abbreviated Samach Hei Gimel, which was mistaken as Sefer Halachis Gedolos. What it should have said was Samach Hei Nun, which is Sefer HaNikar, where over there it indeed says that the Isser of Gid Anoshe applies to both male and female animals, and proves Rabbi Yonasan's claim. In fact, there was a Jew in Los Angeles with a copy of the original Kresu Plesi, with the handwritten marginal corrections of Rabbi Yonasan himself. And in the margin, next to the abbreviation of Samach Hei Gimel, Rabbi Yonasan himself corrected it to Samach Hei Nun, Sefer HaNikar, the place where it actually says that Gid Anoshe applies to both male and female animals. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that when Yaakov prepared for war against Esav, he separated his people and his possessions into two camps. And he said, Im yovoi Esav el amachane ho'achas viko, if Esav will come to one camp and attack it, v'hoya hamachane hadisho lefleto, and the other camp will be able to escape. And the obvious question is, how did Yaakov know that the second camp will escape? Maybe Esav will overpower both camps, and no one will escape. In Sefer Chanukas HaTorah he answers, with the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Mem Hei, where there Rivka tells Yaakov to run to Lavan, because Lama Eshkol Gam Shnechem Yom Echad, why should I become childless from both of you, Yaakov and Esav, in one day? As Rashi explains over there, that Rivka said, if you remain here and you kill Esav, his children will kill you. And I will have lost two children in one day. And Rashi ends off, V'ruach HaKodesh Nizrika Bo. Ruach HaKodesh was poured into Rivka with these words. V'nisnabe Shebiyam Echad Yamusu. And she was saying in Nevuah that in actuality, in the future, they will both die in one day. The Chanukah Satorah learns that Yaakov knew this Nevuah. And with this knowledge, he was sure that one camp would remain alive. Because the Medrash tells us that there was a distance of one day's travel between the two camps. So Yaakov reasons, if Esav will attack the first camp and kill Yaakov, that will mean that Esav will die that day. And since the two camps were one day apart, by the time Esav reaches the second camp, he too would have died. And the second camp will surely be able to escape. The obvious question on the Chanukah Satorah's Vart is that Yaakov and Esav did not die on the same day. If you look in Parashas Vayechi, we find that when Yaakov died, they embalmed him for 40 days, and then they cried over him for an additional 30 days, totaling 70 days after his death. Then they carried him to Eretz Yisrael to be buried in the Ma'aretz Machpelah, where there they met Esav, who disputed Yaakov's ownership of the burial plot, and that's when Chushim ben Dan came and killed Esav. So it comes out that at least 70 days passed from Yaakov's death till Esav died. And obviously the Nevuah of Rivka, where she said, Lama eshkal gam shnechem yom echad, must be that they will be buried on the same day, not that they will die on the same day. And if that's so, how can the Chanukah Satorah say that Yaakov was sure that if Esav captures one camp, the second camp will escape? Maybe Esav will capture the first camp, kill Yaakov, and even a day later capture the second camp. Because Esav did not have to die on the same day as Yaakov, only he had to be buried on the same day, the way it truly happened years later. So the Chanukah Satorah definitely needs further discussion, V'ayin b'sefer Ayelas HaShachar from Reb Shteinman and others who discuss this question on the Chanukah Satorah.